Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
Now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So, Justin, what is a secret that you can share with our listeners that has helped you in your journey?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned it earlier, you know, you have a lot of like head trash, or I had a lot of head trash about entrepreneurship and what's required to be successful. And I think there's a lot of paths we feel like we're forced to follow. So like, you know, like Mike mentioned earlier, he's a veteran, I'm a veteran, right? And, you know, when I got out of the Navy, I thought there was a path I would just be kind of forced to take. I need to go get a job. I need to finish school. Like, there's a path to take. And that was just head trash. What I realized is you can actually forge your own path, right? By being an entrepreneur, you can go out there and say, look, I'm going to build the life I want to lead. I'm going to put myself in a position where I can take advantage of things and direct myself rather than kind of like blowing like a feather in the wind, right? I can actually forge my own path. And that was a secret that it took me until my 30s really to understand. I wish I would have got out in my 20s. And when I run into these young entrepreneurs today that understand that, I'm like, wow, they are hungry. They are going to crush it. 20 years from now, they're going to be future leaders. So yeah, I just think understanding you can forge your own path. You're not stuck following a script or a path that's laid out for you by society. You can make it your own.
That is huge. And I wish I had known that a lot younger too. I mean, I think it's easier with some of the tools today, like you have Upwork and you have Fiverr, so you can do gig economy jobs on there and grow a business from there. I mean, I know a lot of people use it as an intro to their regular business and it helps them get clients, but yeah, that's huge. Mike Chesney from Tecton, tectonlife.com. Mike, what is your secret that you can share?
Well, I think the biggest thing for young entrepreneurs is pick your partners wisely. Because you think you know the people that you're going into business with. You never know until you get down in the trenches with the people that you're working with, especially when you're bootstrapping a business. You never really know the character of somebody until you get down to where you're down to your last $100 in the bank account and you're still trying to make payroll. So pick your partners wisely and make sure you know exactly who they are before you get into a business with them. And that would be my advice to new entrepreneurs.
I think that is excellent advice. Natalie Noel with Noel Family Distillery. It's noeldistillery.com. So Natalie, what is your secret?
Well, my secret is mindset. And I've already started coaching my daughter on this and my son. I'm like, life is hard. And you need to be okay with that. And I think when you're in business, it's like being a quarterback. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. And one of my biggest things is celebrating the small wins. So I'm running around the hall if we got a great email or if we sold 150 products in one couple of days. I'm just trying to have a positive mindset and make sure I'm always focused on that and I don't get too low or don't get too high.
Yeah, that's really great advice because entrepreneurs can go really low.
My business partner can go pretty low. So it's good for her that I stay pretty happy. You know, you just got to roll with the punches because they are coming.
It's good to balance each other out too. I feel that way. Sometimes my business partner will get kind of negative or whatever, and then I'll get positive or he'll get positive. And you know, when I'm negative, he'll kind of like balance you out. So you have to have that kind of understanding. And again, it goes back to what Mike said, be a good partner. Someone that's trustworthy, that has character. They're going to, you know,
they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
People may have the best of intentions, but it doesn't always work out that way. And then mine was, I have a business coach and she was actually on the show a while back, Sonia Satra, but she keeps telling me, you know a lot and you can't assume that everybody that you're talking to knows everything that you know because you've been an entrepreneur and in the entrepreneurial world for so long and things that are just like second nature because you had to do them, not because you wanted to learn them or do them necessarily, but you were forced to. Other people don't know. So don't think, oh, they're being this way and it's not cool. It's they're being that way because they don't know what you know.
That makes total sense to me. And I take for granted. And I think like, if I just share that idea, that's just a common idea and it's not unique. And then I realize like, whoa, okay.
And the other problem, you ever get the other guys who try to talk above, they try to use a lot of jargon and they try and because they want to be smart. They got so much ego in it. Yeah, and they're not speaking to their customers, right? Their customers are like, can you just explain to me what my problem is and how you solve it? And they're like, look at how smart I am, right? Yeah, that's not helpful.
So Richard actually has a couple of partners in the law firm. And it's funny because they really complement each other well.
They do. So they're amazing.
So Richard does everything. He does everything. And then they each do kind of like half of what he does. Yeah. So it's good.
Well, my dad, I mean, this is his first entrepreneurial journey. But you talked about it, Justin, some days you're down. So like in our 6-year journey, some days I would be like totally in the tank. And then he would be like, no, we just got to get in the game. Because I'm a former athlete. I played college basketball. So any kind of sports analogy he was throwing at me. And I was like, okay, you're right. Let's just stay in the game. And then some days he would call me and he was like, what the hell do we do? I just took all y'all's money. Like, this is terrible. I'm so sorry. I was like, no, don't worry about it. And then we, our mascot is a Louisiana tree frog. So we would see a little tree frog, you know, just kind of stuck on a window. And then we'd say, oh, yes, it's a sign.
When you're starting off in a startup, any sign is a good sign. You're begging for signs.
And
right?
I definitely ignore every red flag. There is no red flag because that is just an opportunity for me to punch through it.
For sure.
I think the other thing starting off that you don't realize, that we did not realize when we were in corporate, because we're both corporate refugees, you have to learn marketing. You don't have to be a specialist, an expert, but you have to learn marketing to some level, if you're going to be an entrepreneur and own a company.
I'm always amazed at, my undergrad is marketing and then I have an MBA, but I'm always amazed at folks that will start a business and they think marketing, yeah, that's optional.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Don't do it. Stay employed.
I know.
Well, it's time for us to sign off. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.